Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers, and in this segment, we welcome our friends from McQuaid. McQuaid Jesuit High School has one of the best, if not the best, high school theater programs in our area. They've produced some top-notch shows, and they've been here many times to promote their shows, and they have quite the ambitious production starting next week, All Quiet on the Western Front, written by Robert Waterhouse, directed by Jeff Shuda. And we're going to talk about that here in this segment of Rochester Speaks. I'd like to welcome Tom Crane, who is going to be playing two roles in this production, two characters, Muller and Paul's father. Is that right?
Yeah.
So how much work goes into this, Tom?
I'd certainly say a lot. I mean, just memorizing the lines in general, but all the acting required for a production like this, especially of the nature of the warfare going on.
So, you know. Now, in what grade are you in?
Ninth grade.
Oh, so you're a freshman.
Yes.
Starting out early. So, how is there a lot of dialogue with these characters that you have to memorize?
Not with my characters, necessarily. I have one short monologue about before I beat up Himmelstoss, but for the other main characters, like Paul or Kat, they tend to have monologues, I'd say, for Paul, every four or five lines.
Okay. So what goes into memorizing lines? I've always found that fascinating in the theater world. I'm not an actor myself, so is there techniques involved? Do any special technique to keep it all in your head?
In general, to memorize lines, I like to almost make a song about it.
Oh.
Or say things weirdly. It's just the way I memorize in general. If I'm learning a word in French class, I'm going to say the French word the way it looks, even if it's not accurate to the way it sounds.
Okay.
So I know how to spell it better.
Okay.
So for étendre, I might say étendre.
Okay, I see.
And for an example, I have a line while I'm beating up Himmelstoss. And of course, during the show, I say that line normally.
Mm-hmm.
But to memorize that, since it's a longer one, I added a little cadence to it, a little rhythm, and I made it sound weird. So I go, listen to me, listen. I've wanted to beat the shit out of listen. I've wanted to beat the shit out of you for so long, I'm not going to scrape your flesh off a trench before I get the chance. So either you relax, or I'm going to knock your teeth in. Get me?
So now I see why there's a disclaimer ahead of this production. Due to some adult subject matter, the show is recommended for those 12 and older. And I'd like to welcome also with Tom here is Patrick DePippo, English teacher at McQuaid, who is also producer of the show. So, Patrick, tell us about the subject matter involved here. Is this the first for McQuaid?
I would say we've always kind of pushed the boundary in terms of kind of controversial topics. But unfortunately, with a bunch of different wars and conflicts that are happening in our world now, we thought this was kind of a timely a piece to kind of talk about, and I think the beauty of the show is it harps on kind of the brutality of war, and that it really is an anti-war story.
Yes.
And I think the way you do that is you have to depict how brutal war is to kind of show why we should cease having such wars.
And I hopefully this piece will help in making people realize that. Although I think we all know it. I think we're all, you know, feeling the passions of anti-war, especially what's going on in Israel now, and of course the Ukraine. They just seem to be endless. There doesn't seem to be an end in sight. So, like you said, yeah, this is quite timely. And so, Patrick, how much work goes into this? Like, what the set design and all of that? What are we going to be seeing here?
My job's easy with this because I just get to promote all the hard work. All the hard work comes from students like Tom and our cast and our crew and our technical director, Kevin Karnitsky, works magic out there. Actually, Tom, you can kind of tell, would you mind kind of describing kind of how we've built the trenches and made it look like a war scene?
Yeah, so we have, I'd say, about two main elements of the set. Of course, there's always stuff moving on and off. It's a very fluid show. Everything flows into the next scene. There's no, like, blackouts or anything.
Is there an intermission?
Yeah, there is an intermission, yes.
Because sometimes shows don't have intermissions to keep the story flowing. They don't want to break that up. So, and I see also here a strobe effect is used. I was going to say, how do you handle like the battle scenes? Are there battle scenes in this?
Yes, there's, I'd say, two battle scenes.
So let me ask you this, Tom. What drew you to this production?
I thought it'd be great to meet some new friends, and I just love history. You know,
uh-huh.
I'm a big history buff.
Okay.
I think my two favorite wars to research actually are World War I and Vietnam.
Really?
So
interesting.
This show just really appealed to me.
World War I in and of itself is quite fascinating. How it started and how it ended and where we were as a country, how we came out of that. Very different from World War II.
Yeah.
I wish I had paid attention in history class. Let me give a little rundown of what the show is. In October 1918, a month before the end of World War I, Paul Baumer, is that how you pronounce
Baumer.
It? Baumer. Paul Baumer is shot and killed by a sniper on the Western Front. He is the last of his classmates to fall in a war that will destroy many in his generation and disillusion those who remain. All Quiet on the Western Front chronicles Paul's observations of life and death in the mud of the trenches and the impossibility of returning to civilian life after living in hell. Paul, Mueller, Cat, and Krop are all brought briefly to life in this adaptation of one of the great anti-war classics of the 20th century. And I remember watching this movie in film school when I was in college back in, I think it was it the 30s the film came out?
I think they've actually made three major motion pictures.
Yes.
One in the 30s, one maybe sometime around the 90s, and one just recently in 2020-something or maybe.
So it's very topical.
Yes.
So does this follow the movie or is this a different production?
It follows the novel more closely than the movie, okay. I'd say.
So, Tom, how does handling the demands of a production like this work with your school classes? Because I imagine you have a lot of school work to do as well.
It's not terribly difficult. You have to be putting in the work outside of school, but everything really happening with the production happens after all your classes have ended. So it's not too hard to juggle it all, as long as you're making sure to put in enough effort.
Now, there are other actors in this play who couldn't join us because you said they were reading lines. Is that what they were doing today?
Yeah,
yes.
We're still trying to get into the reading of the lines. We still have some of the guys still trying to figure out the technical aspects. And, we do run next week in just a couple days. So we just want to make sure that we're giving the best production possible. So just some of our actors are kind of putting in the extra hours. So.
Okay, well, Patrick, while you're on the mic there, tell us the show times and the ticket prices.
Sure. The production runs from Wednesday, November 20th to Saturday, November 23rd.
Okay.
All shows will start promptly at 7 p.m. We have an opening night special. It'll be $8 general admission. And then moving forward, it'll be $8 for senior citizens and students for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and then $10 for adults.
Okay, pretty good deal for an evening's entertainment.
Cheaper than a movie.
It sure is, and yet you're right. You have to be there by 7 o'clock, because if you're not, you lock those doors. Yeah. I remember that happened to us. We were going to watch one of your shows there. I think it was last spring.
It might have been.
And we got there just we couldn't find the entrance to the school. That was the confusion. We didn't know where the front entrance was, so we got lost. And
we'll do a better job making sure.
I should have had your phone number. So, Tom, any aspire to become an actor for you? I know you're only a freshman, but
I wouldn't say so. I enjoy acting, and I think it's fun. You know, it's a great way to meet people, and everyone in the industry who does acting are really nice people. I just don't think I have the ambition to really make it in the big leagues.
Okay. What do you aspire to be when you grow up?
Honestly, whatever pays the bills. So.
Right. That's great.
I'm not much of a dreamer.
Yeah, I guess so. So what is the one takeaway you get from being involved in a production like this?
The one takeaway from the show's theme, would you say?
Yes. Yeah. Are you learning something new from this?
Well, I'd say just learning from being in the production. It's interesting to learn the new acting skills and acting with maybe actors of a similar caliber.
If you're just joining us, our guests hail from McQuaid High School's theater department and their new fall production, All Quiet on the Western Front. Freshman Tom Crane plays two characters in this production, and with Tom, Patrick DePippo, English teacher at McQuaid, who was also producer of the show. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the production, Patrick? Just come on out and watch the show.
I think we have a really good, timely piece. I think we have great, talented actors, a phenomenal crew. It really is, it is worth it to come out and still see and support live theater. These young men and women really put a lot of time and passion and soul into a really dramatic piece, and I think it is well worth your $10 and 2 hours of your time. So we hope to see many people out there.
Yeah, and you're seeing a show at McQuaid.
I've got real gas masks.
Oh, really? Real gas masks. Huh? Where'd you get that from? The prop department.
Yep.
They were hidden down in the basement.
Old Soviet GP5 gas masks.
And oh, no kidding.
Tons of other crazy stuff going on.
Yeah, you were mentioning that earlier in the interview, but the props and all that. Now, this is trench warfare. So are you bringing in actual mud on the stage?
Yeah, talk about how we do the trenches then.
No.
Okay.
We're having a couple pieces. Like, one piece is the main part of the trench where kind of the main characters hang out. And there's the other part, which is the mound, which you go up and over when you're charging towards the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we kind of give a mud effect is we have it, I think, with red and brown paint to look muddy and like dark and gritty.
Yeah, bringing real mud into the building would be hazardous, perhaps.
Yeah.
Not to mention messy. Your janitors wouldn't be very happy with it, especially at the end.
I'd say so. It definitely has a lot of real references to stuff that was in World War I.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the beginning, a young recruit comes by and Cat takes his sawback bayonet. And he tells him he shouldn't use it because if the French catch you with it, they'll saw your nose off and cut your eyes out. And that's actually historically accurate because the Germans had sawback bayonets to use for utility. But the Germans thought that was inhumane to have sawback bayonets. And if any soldier was caught with them, they could face severe punishment, like being tortured before being executed.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to see some pretty good stuff here. There's some sensitive, you know, moving material in this show, in this program. All Quiet on the Western Front, McQuaid's big fall production. It's happening this week. It begins Wednesday, November 20th, and goes through the 23rd. Where can you get tickets? Can you buy them ahead of time?
Yeah, so if you go to the McQuaid website, if you go to www.mcquaid.org/theater, it'll be on our theater page. It'll just have a buy tickets, and you can buy them through Eventbrite. And we take all forms of digital payment, you know, credit card, Google Pay, Apple Pay, all that good stuff. And then you can always come on the night of any performance. And it is cash or personal check if you're buying in-person sales.
I see.
So if you do want to make sure that you pay with credit card or electronic payment, please just go to our website and buy there. But we do sell them at the door if there are tickets available.
And you usually sell out these shows.
They
become 99% of the time.
We do perform in front of pretty packed houses.
Yes.
So the early bird gets the worms, and so the early theater goer gets the ticket.
We need to get you a bigger theater because now you're competing with Jiva, RBTL, Blackfriars with your productions now. And you've got some good shows coming up here too, Patrick, if I can just entertain you here for a moment. Shrek the Musical Junior. Now, that's at McQuaid as well?
Yep, that's our middle school production.
Okay. Oh, middle school. Oh, yep. My. All right. And that'll be in January.
Correct.
And then Chicago, Teen Edition.
Yep. A classic musical, so.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have you back on for those to talk about those when the time comes. And if anybody would like more information on this, they can just go to mcquaid.org/student-life/theater.
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much both for joining us here today.
Thank you for having us.
Tom, break a leg.
Thanks.